Today, my guest is Zuzana Stromerová, one of the country's few private midwives. A champion of natural childbirths, Zuzana Stromerová has been trying to convince the authorities for years that women should be given a choice as to where and how they want to give birth to their children. She's also behind the project of the Czech Republic's first birth center, which is meant to provide a home-like alternative to maternity hospitals. When I met Zuzana Stromerová at the Prague Birth Center, she first told me that although everything is ready to welcome women who are about to give birth, the establishment is actually not allowed to perform deliveries.
The mothers are not officially allowed to give birth here. I say officially, that means that we cannot advertise. All mothers who wish unintervened births do come here. This is what we can't do at the moment. But in case there is a mother who is in labor, or maybe she started a labor, and she is not exactly sure that it is really a labor, she can come here and ask for the check. And if the Czech would prove that she's really far in labor, that means close to delivery, of course we will not send her away. And this way three baby girls have been born here already, and I think more will come, but we are waiting still for official permission or official registration of this facility, which we need to, in business words, to make business here.
What is the legal problem?
In fact, there is a gap in legislation. No law in Czech Republic prohibits home births. No law in Czech Republic prohibits birth houses or informed choice of mothers. But there is a gap in the law. That means the legislative system does not know the term birth house and does not know the term home birth. And everything is focused on hospitals, so we have plenty of descriptions and regulations what the hospital must have, how it must be equipped, and what it needs to provide to mothers. But no comment, no item, no issue about a birth house, how it should be equipped, what type of care it provides or services. And the people who are authorized to make decisions, the decision makers, they have no support for their decisions. So they have to use the current legislation in force. And then they find out that we are not sufficiently equipped to provide care during birth.
What led you to the establishment of this house?
Disconvenience of mothers, or discomfort, or, in other words, they were not satisfied with care provided in hospitals. Although our medical doctors would say that we've got one of the best health systems in the world, that's not absolutely true. They say it because our perenatal mortality, infant mortality rate, is very low. I think we are second or third in the world. And from this only number, they say that we have perfect and quality, high quality care for mothers and babies. The problem is that they do not consider healthy mothers and healthy babies who need, in fact, no medical care. And for these mothers and the babies, our country does not have any possibility, any choice. All the mothers, including the healthy ones, can only come to hospitals, and they have to undergo all the routines and protocols that hospitals must have to be able to provide care for thousands of people. And there had been no place for births which needs no interventions. And this led me to start this project years ago, and also to overcome all the obstacles that we have and still will have.
Giving birth and pregnancy is not just a medical event, but I suppose we can say it's an important emotional and even spiritual experience in a woman's life. Do you think that this fact is being neglected in this country?
Absolutely. And it is also neglected that it is a social event. In fact, the baby, it's a new member in the family. And the pregnancy and birth are 80% psychological event and 20% physical event. I don't mean that we should neglect the baby in the mother's belly. Of course, there is a physical body, 100% physical body. But the process, the birthing process as such, is influenced 80% by mental condition of the mother and 20% by physical condition of the mother. And it is very important. And fear, as such, is a major factor. And if the mother is afraid, she can be blocked to give birth smoothly. And then the interventions are needed. And then a normal birth can turn in absolutely pathological one.
Can you compare the situation in the Czech Republic to the situation in other countries, both developed and developing, as far as giving birth in hospitals and at home or in birth houses is concerned?
We can divide the world in three categories, I would say. Poorer resourced countries, where there are very rich people on one side and very, very poor people on the other side. And very often the poor people in those countries do not have even a midwife at hand because they cannot afford a midwife, or the country in general is not willing to put money in education of a sufficient amount of midwives. Then we have another part of the world which is industrialized and well-resourced, but has no options for the mothers. And finally, if it comes to the turn, the mother who does not want a hospital care would not have a midwife too, and would be in the same situation as the mother in that poor resourced country, staying at home with her friend or even without anybody because she does not want to undergo the risk of hospital procedures. And then there is the third group of countries who provide really freedom for mothers. And it's the Western Europe mostly, where there are birth houses, home birth midwives, departments led by midwives in the hospitals, where midwifery care is implemented, but it is in the hospital. So if a doctor needed, he's really at hand, but not intervening uselessly. So these are the three groups of countries, and Czech Republic is the medium one. I mean the one that is well-resourced with medical care accessible, but with no choice and consequently no midwives for home birthing mothers. No midwives would be too strong, maybe 5 for the whole country, 5 for 10 million of people, which is not that many midwives. And the comparison is that, of course, in the poor-resourced countries, the infant mortality rate is very high, but it's not only the lack of professional care, it's also lack of hygiene, of nourishment, poor social conditions. So we cannot compare these countries to the developed countries, to well-resourced countries, and Czech Republic belongs to well-resourced countries. And now the problem is that our medical doctors say that if they would allow or they would approve to home birth care in general, that we will get on the same level as the poor resourced countries are. They absolutely do not take the hygienic aspect in consideration, and the nourishment, and the social conditions and such. So I think this is the mistake, because we have all the conditions of the world to provide mothers with wonderful care wherever the mothers would decide to give birth. But the minds of people are quite closed.